Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. More than 20 long-distance runners from the Boston area will be in Atlanta this weekend, hoping to win a spot on the U.S. Olympic team. They're among more than 700 runners from across the country who qualified for the Olympic team trials marathon. As WBUR's Alex Ashlock reports, for many of these athletes, making it to tomorrow's starting line is an achievement in itself.
It's 6 a.m. on a weekday winter morning, and runners are circling Harvard's indoor track. Marathoner Brian Harvey of Cambridge is one of them. He runs for the Boston Athletic Association team, and the race in Atlanta will be his second Olympic trials. Harvey placed 32nd in the last qualifier.
It's nice having that experience going in. I think I learned a lot during that race. My life is very different now. I have a kid, but still just as excited.
Harvey is 32 years old, and besides his family, he works full-time at Zoll Medical, where he's a biomedical engineer, hence the 6 a.m. workout.
It's a little difficult, but the nice thing about running is that you can only really spend about 2 hours a day maximum. So it's about making priorities, and it's something I love. So yeah, I'm willing to wake up early every day and get it in because it's something I like. That's really the reason why I do it.
The U.S. is one of the few countries that picks its Olympic marathon team from the results of a single race. Only the top three finishers in the men's and women's races in Atlanta will go to Japan this summer. That's a lot of pressure for the handful of elite athletes who run for a living and expect to contend in these trials. For the rest, like Harvey, it's an opportunity to compete on one of the sport's biggest stages. 28-year-old Lou Serafini of Somerville runs and works for Tracksmith, a running apparel company. He says the job allows him to reach his athletic goals.
While both are time-consuming, I'm very lucky with how flexible they are with me at Tracksmith. I don't have like a traditional 9-to-5. It's more like, you know, you get your work done. I work a lot of like weekend days with run clubs and stuff, and I just find the time to get my work done when I can. And, you know, I can still go meet my coach for a workout at noon and stuff like that.
Serafini will also be running the trials for the second time. He wasn't able to finish the race in Los Angeles 4 years ago, but says he learned a lot from that experience.
Well, first off, just because you're in shape and you're in a fast race doesn't mean you can go run the best race of your life. You still need to go. It's a marathon, and you need to treat it like a marathon. I've been saying, you know, to everyone who asks me what my goal is for trials, that my only goal is to, my big goal is to finish.
To get to the starting line of the Olympic Trials Marathon, these runners had to hit a qualifying standard in another marathon. For men, the standard is 2 hours, 19 minutes or less. For women, it's 2 hours, 45 minutes or less. 32-year-old Veronica Graziano is another Tracksmith runner. She works as an attorney at Partners Healthcare and ran a 2:41 marathon in 2018 to qualify for Atlanta. Graziano is one of the more than 500 women competing tomorrow. That's more than double the number of women who qualified for the 2016 trials.
A lot of women who maybe weren't competitive college runners or D1 all-stars are seeing, over the last few years, after 2016, saw women just like them who were doing this. And that was the case for me. I had a friend who was always 5 minutes faster than me, and she kind of said, I'm going to do this. And, you know, we worked in New York together, and she had a full-time busy job, and she did it. So I kind of said, why not me?
30-year-old Laura Paulson is another local qualifier. She lives in Brookline, and she's on the Boston Athletic Association team. She's been running 80 to 90 miles a week to get ready.
I'd love to run a new personal best. My personal best is 2:39.54, but the hills might make it tough. So I think my goal is to race and race smart and see really if I can walk that fine line between overdoing it and just running the best race you can. That's my goal.
Paulson qualified by running the California International Marathon in 2 hours, 41 minutes, and 55 seconds in 2018. She also qualified for the 2016 Trials Marathon and finished 59th in Los Angeles.
I think it's just such an honor, right, for people like me who have full-time jobs and tough careers and, you know, where running is basically a hobby on steroids. It's It's just a privilege, I think, to be able to compete at basically this is the highest level we'll get to. It means just that you can multitask, I suppose, really well and have many things that mean a lot to you in your life that you're doing well at.
Laura Paulson's multitasking includes her job as director of product management at Hyalex Orthopedics. That's a medical device company based in Lexington. She's not expecting to make the Olympic team this weekend. In fact, none of these runners are expecting to reach that high. But as Brian Harvey told me, they're all hoping to bring home something special.
I imagine you have tons of finishers' medals from races over all the years you've run, but the one from the Olympic trials must be one that you might even prominently display.
I actually don't keep most of my medals, but I did keep last. That's one of the only ones I've kept. So, yes, it means a lot.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Alex Ashlock.